2 yesterday afternoon. A suspect ran away but was later arrested. 28-year-old Gilbert Boswell of Scarborough is now in custody until Thursday. He now faces attempted murder and firearms charges. Police say the victim was known to the alleged shooter. The victim was transported to Kingston General Hospital, where he remains in serious but stable condition. While March may be famous for its Final Four, as it turns out, five is just as exclusive. The Village of Stirling has made it to the Final Five of the Crasp Hockeyville competition. John Boldrick has the story.
Stirling has been named the representative from Ontario. It will join reps from the Pacific region, Quebec, the West, and the Atlantic provinces. The five were chosen from over 220 entries. Stirling Mayor Rodney Cooney says winning would be a big achievement for the town.
No, it'd be unreal when a small little town of us of 4,900 people can come out on top of all of Canada. I think it's a real feather in your cap.
Sterling's campaign for Hockeyville started as a tribute to longtime arena manager, the late Barry Wilson. Current arena manager Richard Dean says the project would make Wilson, a cornerstone of the community, proud.
Well, Barry and I worked together for 25 years. If anybody was community-oriented, it was Barry. It was all about the community, all about this arena, and all about the people that come into it.
The winner will receive $100,000 in arena upgrades. Dean says that the rec center could use some renovations.
We want to do a new front entrance way, wheelchair accessibility. We want to increase the size of our dressing rooms. We're going to extend out our front wall, increase the dressing room size for the kids, larger shower area, and that sort of thing, and then we want to put another dressing room in.
Should Stirling come out victorious, the town will host an NHL preseason game. As for who would participate in the game, local Adam Becker has a few teams in mind.
At least would be Hazard being my favorite team. I'd like to see them there, and at least in Habs or at least in Sounds would be perfect. Those are the closest teams to Stirling.
The winner will be announced on March 31st. John Baldrick, 91X News.
A Coburg woman faces a number of charges last Friday night. 45-year-old Charlene Bell was driving on Highway 45 in Baltimore when she somehow left the road, hit a mailbox, and crashed into a house. Bell ran away from the scene and tried to flag down a taxi, only to jump in front of it and nearly get run over. Bell is charged with failing to give a breath sample, not reporting a collision, and not staying at a crash scene. She has her license suspended for 90 days and her car is impounded for a week. Bell's court date is set for April the 4th in Coburg. Police in London, Ontario have made two more arrests in the St. Patrick's Day riot, bringing the total to 13. More arrests are likely as police review video and go through witness statements of a massive street fire fueled by a drunken crowd of about 1,000 people. Eight of those arrested are Fanshawe College students, who have been suspended and are facing expulsion. Fanshawe College President Howard Rundle says earlier today he was disappointed and angry over the massive street fire fueled. Rundle is urging anyone with information to come forward and says Fanshawe has set up a secure email account to receive tips. Students at the college have also started a Facebook page to identify suspected rioters, and that information will be shared with police. The same union that represents Air Canada grounds crew wants Ottawa to get involved in another labor problem related to the airline. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers represents workers at aircraft maintenance firm Avios, which was granted bankruptcy protection today. The union says Air Canada caused Avios' financial troubles by sending its heavy aircraft maintenance business to other companies. It wants the federal government to intervene and save the jobs of workers at three Avios plants that ceased operations yesterday. A judge is citing privacy issues in her decision not to allow TV cameras to broadcast the sentencing tomorrow of former hockey coach Graham James. Winnipeg Judge Catherine Carlson says the sexual abuse case is highly charged and that allowing live TV coverage would turn it into a spectacle. James pleaded guilty in December to repeated sexual assaults of former junior players Theo Fleury and Todd Holt, and his lawyer argued the broadcast could pose a serious threat to his client's safety. French authorities are raising the terrorism alert to its highest level across much of southern France, where a gunman opened fire on a Jewish school before fleeing. President Nicolas Sarkozy is suggesting the killings of three children and a rabbi outside a Jewish school in Toulouse was the work of a man who killed three paratroopers in two attacks last week. Sarkozy says riot police units will secure the region until the gunman is caught. Israeli President Shimon Peres says the attack is incomprehensible.
What is the sense of killing three children at the age of 3 or 5 or 6, what does it help? Where does it lead? There was no good answer.
The four victims will be brought to the Jewish state for burial. An attorney for the U.S. soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians have met with his client in person for the first time. Lawyer John Henry Brown met with Staff Sergeant Robert Bales and spent 3.5 hours with him today at a U.S. military prison in Kansas. Reporter Gene Johnson says the two discussed his tours of duty and the challenges he faced as a soldier.
He said that Bales told a lot of stories about his time in Afghanistan. He told about an incident 2 days before the shootings in which one of his friends had been hit by an IED and apparently lost his leg.
Bales is being held in isolation. That's 91X News to 506. Keenan Weaver has sports next.
At State Farm, we believe great insurance comes from the simplest ideas. Like, you have a name, we remember it. It works like this. Say your name is Leanne Steiner. Your State Farm agent will call you Leanne Steiner. Not Steiner, not Stinner, not Steinerstein, and definitely not Gary. Radical thinking, perhaps. But that's just how our dedicated agents give you great customer service. So get used to it, Leanne Steiner. Get used to it.
In Quinte West, call State Farm insurance agent Peter Webb at 394-5200.
Welcome back, and good afternoon. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls finished off their regular season game strong with 3 wins in the last week. They beat the Oshawa Generals 3-2 in overtime here in town last Wednesday, saw the Frontenacs in Kingston, and won 4-3 in a shootout. They kept the momentum strong when they crushed the Sudbury Wolves 2-0. They head into the playoff series on Thursday when they face off against the 67s, starting in Ottawa. In the NHL, Ray Whitney scored in regulation and added the shootout winner as the Phoenix Coyotes bounced back from a 2-goal deficit to defeat the Edmonton Oilers 3-2 last night. Rafi Torres also scored for the Coyotes, who let pass Los Angeles, San Jose, and Colorado into the 7th playoff spot in the Western Conference. Torres says Whitney's goal sparked the third period comeback.
Turning point is a big goal by Ray. You know, he was probably our hardest working player all game, and you know, he gets rewarded with that. So, and you see a guy like that giving his all every shift. It's inspiring.
Also in the NHL, the Flyers beat Pittsburgh 3-2 on home ice. The Blackhawks scored 5 goals against Washington's 2. Carolina stopped the Jets 4-3 in Winnipeg, and the Coyotes struck the Oilers 3-2 in Edmonton. There are 6 games on the NHL lineup tonight, including Toronto visiting Boston, Vancouver heads to Minnesota, Washington meets the Red Wings in Detroit, and the Devils hit up New York. It was an exciting week for basketball fans as March Madness finished off its first week. Bit of a recap leading into Sweet 16, Michigan State beat St. Louis 65-61, Florida crushed Norfolk 84-50, UNC got 87 points against Creighton 73, and Ohio beat South Florida 62-56. March Madness continues on Thursday where St. Louis sees Michigan State, Florida takes on Marquette, Wisconsin faces Syracuse, and Cincinnati will take on Ohio State. In NFL action, free agent quarterback Peyton Manning, who had spent the previous 14 seasons with the Colts, has agreed to a deal with the Denver Broncos. Former Colts president Bill Polian thinks Broncos vice president John Elway was a huge factor in Manning deciding on Denver.
You got a Hall of Fame player who played the position, who understands the vagaries of playing quarterback, who understands the position of being the number one guy, face of the franchise in the market. Who understands all of what it takes to prepare to play quarterback. That was if there was a deciding factor between Tennessee and Denver, that might have ultimately been it.
In curling actions, Sweden's Margarita Sigfridsson and South Korea's Ji-Sun Kim are tied for second place at the Women's World Curling Championship. Sigfridsson defeated Germany's Melanie Robillard 10-4 in the morning draw to improve to 3-1. Kim also boosted her record to 3-1 with a 7-2 win over Scotland's Eve Muirhead. Canadian Heather Niedehin didn't play in the morning draw, tops the standings at 3-0. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Jose De Barros with 91x weather.
Thank you, Keenan. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 19 except 13 near Lake Ontario. Tonight, a few clouds, fog patches developing overnight, and a low of 8. And Tuesday, increasing cloudiness early in the morning, fog patches dissipating in the morning. High of 20, except 14, near Lake Ontario. It's 20 degrees. I'm Josie DeBarros with Keenan Weaver. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. Have a good day.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.